The True Oldies Channel, the Rolling Stone Satisfaction, 744. I'd be more satisfied if it was sunny, but we'll take the warmer weather. 40 degrees right now, only going up a couple of degrees from where we sit, and then it'll be much cooler over the weekend, but it looks like next week's all in the 40s, and as I mentioned a little while ago, even a 50-degree high coming up next Thursday, if you can trust the Weather Channel anyway. It is 7:45, and just bouncing into the studio this morning comes a young lady that many of you will know, if but not in person, by name, Samantha Polito, who was an outstanding athlete at Stevens Point Area Senior High just a year or two ago, I think it was, Samantha, wasn't it?
Yeah, about a year or two.
Yeah, something like that. We're not going to ask, by the way, but it was a year or two ago, and Samantha comes in joining us as we are talking about the SPASH Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony, which is coming up on the 15th of April out at Century World. And it is promising. You're kind of in charge of a lot of things, Samantha. Most importantly, probably, what's going to happen at the event, meaning food, drink, and all that kind of cool stuff. The rest of it is going to happen regardless. But so tell us a little bit, if you don't mind, what is the game plan on the 15th?
So on the 15th, our inductees are going to have an opportunity to go visit SPASH and see where SPASH has come since they left years ago. After that, we're going to start the induction ceremony with a happy hour, an hors d'oeuvres hour, and we will allow them to kind of mingle and get to know each other and reminisce about the good old days. Maybe have an opportunity to see some silent auction items and make some bids on stuff that they see as awesome to maybe put in their house or their business. And then after that, we'll just have an opportunity to all sit down and honor them and see where they've come from and get to know the athletes that they were and get to just really honor who they were and what they did as athletes at SPASH.
Yeah, this is a rather large class, as we've been talking all week long. For various reasons, COVID being one, but it was just a time. Dave Hauser, the director of athletics now out at SPASH, has really kind of taken this thing under his wing and made it into what it should be, quite honestly. And that is, if you had great success at Stevens Point High School, be it P.J. Jacobs or now SPASH, you should be in the Hall of Fame. And so we're bringing in some of the groups from past years that probably by now should have been recognized and for whatever reason had not been. I'm talking mostly about those teams from the late 40s, early 50s that were state championship teams. The norm now is to bring all your state championship teams into your Hall of Fame, and I think that will happen now. We're going to kind of get this group in, and then we'll bring some more in the future years and really make it what it is, and that is your best and brightest stars, if you will, should be in the Hall of Fame. So that's the goal anyway, correct?
Correct, yeah. It'll be nice to get those older teams in there and make sure they're honored the way they should have been.
Yeah, for sure. And thankfully, there are a few of those folks still with us, and hopefully we'll be able to show up out there. I know most of the it was all boys at that time. Girls sports hadn't started for whatever reason. Not like girls weren't decent athletes back then, but somehow they thought girls couldn't play sports or something. But we're talking about the 49 wrestling and football state championship teams, the 51 football state champs, and then the 55 boys track state champions. And I'm thinking a few of those people are going to show up, certainly some of their families, if the athletes themselves have not been here, are going to show up. It'll be a nice way to honor those guys from past years and then move into a little more recent times with teams, cross-country teams from the 80s and golf teams from the 80s, and then a list of individuals that will be honored as well. It might be somebody thinking that this ceremony is going to go on forever. But in reality, it's not like everybody gets to stand up and talk for 20 minutes or something. It's a kind of a pre-programmed thing. So it really should go rather quickly, and you'll find out about all these athletes in a relatively short amount of time.
Yeah, I think the way we have it planned is there'll be voiceovers, and the athletes will highlight what they've achieved in a couple minutes, really. But it'll give them an opportunity to really be the spotlight for that time and let us give them the praise that they deserve for what they brought to the community.
Yeah, I think it'll be a lot of fun. And you mentioned mingling beforehand, and I think that's going to be fun just to go around and introduce yourself. I'm assuming we'll get some sort of name tag thing going or whatever, and find out about this individual a little bit, their background, and not only in the sport that they were going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame under, but also what they've been doing and the things that they like to do, where they live and all that. Not everybody still lives around here, right?
Yeah, I think that's going to be the best part. I mean, everyone left here or is still in the community, but we've all grown from who we were in high school and had a chance to build our lives, whether it's family or your career or whatever. It'll just be a great opportunity to get to know someone and where they've been, and maybe just reconnect with someone that you have some interest with now. And who knows, people that you used to hang out with in high school, you might just rekindle that friendship and start to hang out again. I don't know.
Yeah, for sure. Tickets are available still?
Correct. Yeah, tickets are available and will be available at the door if needed. They are available online or contacting the Spash Athletic Department and can be purchased. The more people we get there, the better. I mean, I think it's just really exciting to get an opportunity to honor these individuals and their teams that had great success.
Yeah, and the venue is very, very nice out at Century World in the atrium, which is the big glassed-in part right as you walk up the stairs going into Century World. If you're not familiar, I know there will be signs directing you, but it's a rather large room, and I think it'll accommodate everybody that's coming out. And they have plenty of big video screens and a good sound system. So for those of us that can't hear very well, partly because of Mother Nature and partly because we wear headphones all day long, I can't hear anything without headphones. But with that being said, I don't think you'll have a problem that way. It should be a wonderful ceremony, and we encourage everybody. You don't have to be attached to any of these people or teams. You can just come out especially if you are a Spash grad, but if you moved into the area and you just enjoy going and watching our athletes perform even to these days, you can come and honor the athletes that are going into the Hall of Fame this time around, and there will be more to come.
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity to get out and just be a part of the community and see what Spash has to offer for the Hall of Fame, whether you have an up-and-coming athlete that maybe have a desire to get in here one day, or you just want to come and see, I don't know, maybe Janelle McCarville, who's had great success and has been a big name here in the Stevens Point area. So it'd just be a fun opportunity to get out, meet some people, and get to know where they came from and who they are today.
Yeah, no question about that. And I will tell you, and I think Samantha will concur here, the eats will be pretty dang good because Century World does a good job in the kitchen. So I think you'll enjoy whatever it is that we have for the hors d'oeuvre hour.
Yeah, I think the hors d'oeuvre hour and the drinks will not be a disappointment to anyone.
No, I would think not. So we're looking again, April 15th?
Correct, April 15th.
Okay, starts at 5:30?
Yep.
All right, and then the actual induction ceremony begins about 7 o'clock there, and I'm guessing we'll be all wrapped up and out of there by 9 o'clock, if not a little before.
Yeah, I would think that sounds accurate.
All right. Samantha, thank you for coming in. Now, this is bright and early. Are you normally an early morning riser?
Oh, yeah, I'm a morning person.
Okay, well, good.
Thank
then
you
I don't
for
feel
me.
Bad for getting you up and at them here this morning. Yeah, if you're a morning person, you get up and you get going, it's that end of the day where I'm going, 8 o'clock comes, and I think I want to go to bed now. It didn't always used to be, but it is now. So, what the heck. We make adjustments, right?
Yes, we have to.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Samantha Polita joining us here this morning. And again, you can get tickets, as Samantha said. You can call 345-7307. That's the Spash Athletic Office, and order a ticket there, or you can get them online, or, as Samantha said, you can get them at the door. But we really would appreciate if you buy ahead of time. It kind of helps us with the amount of hors d'oeuvres, etc., that will be needed. It is now 7:55 at the True Oldies Channel.
Once you realize that you're standing inside of a giant beer barrel, you'll